Nervous system, structure and function. The nervous system collects information about the body's internal and external environment, processes that information, and responds to it. The peripheral nervous system collects information about the body's external and internal environment. The central nervous system processes that information and creates a response that is delivered to the appropriate part of the body through the peripheral nervous system. How does the structure of the nervous system allow it to regulate functions in every part of the body? Organization of the nervous systems. Nervous systems are the most intricately organized data processing systems on Earth. Your brain, for instance, contains an estimated 100 billion neurons, nerve cells, which are specialized for carrying signals from one location in the body to another. With few exceptions, nervous systems have two main anatomical divisions. The first anatomical division, called the central nervous system, CNS, consists of the brain and, in vertebrates, the spinal cord. The other division of the nervous system, the peripheral nervous system, PNS, is made up mostly of communication lines called nerves that carry signals into and out of the CNS. A nerve is a cable-like bundle of neuron extensions tightly wrapped in connective tissues. In addition to nerves, the PNS also has ganglia, singular ganglion, clusters of neuron cell bodies. A nervous system has three interconnected functions. Sensory input is the conduction of signals from sensory receptors, such as light-detecting cells of the eye, to integration centers. Integration is the interpretation of the sensory signals and the formulation of appropriate responses. Motor output is the conduction of signals from the integration centers to effector cells, such as muscle cells or gland cells, which perform the body's responses. The integration of sensory input and motor output is not usually rigid and linear, but involves the continuous background activity. The neuron. A neuron consists of a cell body containing the nucleus and cell organelles and long, thin extensions called neuron fibers that convey signals. The dendrites are short and receive impulses from other neurons and carry them to the cell body. The axon is a long fiber that carries impulses away from the cell body. Each neuron may communicate with thousands of others, forming networks that enable us to learn, remember, perceive our surroundings, and move. Neurons can be classified into three types according to the direction in which an impulse travels. Sensory neurons carry impulses from the sense organs, such as the eyes and ears, to the spinal cord and brain. Motor neurons carry impulses from the brain and the spinal cord to muscles and glands. Interneurons do the high-level work. They process information from sensory neurons and then send commands to other interneurons or motor neurons. The synapse. Look at the figure. When an impulse reaches the end of the axon of one neuron, neurotransmitters are released into the synaptic cleft. The neurotransmitters bind to receptors on the membrane of an adjacent cell. Neurotransmitters are chemicals that transmit an impulse across a synapse to another cell. As shown in the figure, a space called the synaptic cleft separates the axon terminal from the adjacent cell. The axon terminal at a synapse contains tiny vesicles filled with neurotransmitters. When an impulse arrives at the synapse, neurotransmitters are released from the axon, diffuse across the synaptic cleft, and bind to receptors on the membrane of the receiving cell. This binding opens ion channels in the membrane of the receiving cell. If the stimulation exceeds the cell's threshold, a new impulse begins. Drugs. Damage to the brain is only the start of the damage that drugs cause. For example, alcohol abuse costs the United States about $185 billion a year in healthcare costs, treatment services, property damage, and lost productivity. Alcohol consumption is a factor in most fatal traffic accidents in the United States. In fact, alcohol's depressant effects on the nervous system cloud judgment and slow reflexes. Nearly every addictive substance, including legal drugs such as tobacco and alcohol, and illegal drugs such as heroin, methamphetamine and cocaine, affects brain synapses. Although the chemistry of each drug is different, they all produce changes in the group of synapses which use the neurotransmitter dopamine and are associated with the brain's pleasure and reward centers. In general, all these drugs cause an increased release of dopamine. The brain reacts to excessive dopamine levels by reducing the number of receptors for this neurotransmitter. Word origins. The word synapse comes from the Greek word synaptane, meaning to clasp, and composed by syn, together, and haptane, to fasten. The term was introduced in 1899 by the English physiologist Sir Michael Foster, at the suggestion of the English classical scholar Arthur Woolgar Verrill. The reflex arc. When the knee is tapped, a sensory receptor detects a stretch in the tendon, and a sensory neuron conveys this information into the CNS, spinal cord. In the CNS, the information goes to a motor neuron and to one or more interneurons. One set of muscles, quadriceps, responds to motor signals conveyed by a motor neuron by contracting, jerking the lower leg forward. At the same time, another motor neuron, responding to signals from the interneuron, inhibits the flexor muscles, making them relax and not resist the action of the quadriceps.